Amen. It's good to be here this morning. Good to be able to be here.
Amen.
Good looking crowd. Praise the Lord. And I want to say this, we're going to come for prayer. But, you know, to me, it's a good feeling inside when I can get up and go out to the house of God. But I want you to know, it was women's fault. The reason you're here this morning is women's fault. A long, long time ago, did our Savior, who hung on the cross, they buried him. I believe the Bible says that very early in the morning, while it was even dark, the women got up and went to the tomb. What a drive, what a will. They loved their Savior. And they believed with all of their heart that He was the Savior. He bled and died on Calvary. But you know, whenever they rushed to the tomb, surely it must have been on the third day because He was already gone.
Yeah.
They got there in the tomb, but the stone was rolled away. You know something? I'm glad this morning when we got up and come to the house of God, saved and ready to go home.
Amen.
That old stone has been rolled away. And I don't intend to preach this morning. That's Brother Randy's business. But it's all right if I get into the message, ain't it,
sir?
It's all about the love of Christ. He loved us all the way. He didn't quit loving us. When He died and when He rose again, He didn't quit loving us. But He said, I'll never leave you. I will never forsake you. But I'll go with you all the way unto the end of the world. And the end of the world for me is the day and the hour and the minute that I close my eyes in death. To wake up, lift up my eyes to a land that man cannot imagine going to. And I believe that. It's real this morning. And He's real.
Yeah.
I appreciate every one of you. And I'm glad them women went and it was dark. And I can't imagine come dragging in and trying to have a sunrise service 7 or 8 o'clock. That's all right if everybody wants to. But to me, it was worthy to come while it's still dark. Kind of doing as nigh like they did as we could. And it makes us feel good when we get up of a morning and go out, because some glorious morning, this same man's going to step out on a cloud of glory and declare that time is no longer. Peter said, what kind of person ought you to be in that hour? I want to be ready to meet Jesus. Amen. I want to say, let's come to the altar for prayer. If you're here this morning and you need Jesus, you need a closer walk with Jesus, welcome Him into your heart. Glorify Him. Not be ashamed. To let the world know Jesus lives right here. You don't have to take a signboard and run down the streets and say I'm saved, but you're really saved. People are going to know it anyway. Praise the Lamb of God. Let's come and go to the Lord in prayer. Thank Him for this hour. Everyone it would and can and will. We'll come to the Lord in prayer. Amen. I don't know who I was going to sing, and hope everybody has got a song or a praise for the Lord. But you know what? I'm glad that them women got up and went to the tomb, and I'm glad they wrote it down so we could have something to go by. Jesus made that way for me and you. Kathy and Ruth are going to sing you a song now. We got to start somewhere. And if you're here this morning, you got a song. We don't want to overlook nobody by coming. Mind the Lord.